Last spring, Tampa Bay Water exceeded its permit for pumping water out of the ground. The regional water wholesaler now faces the threat of a $1 million fine from the Southwest Florida Water Management District. But Swift Mud has not yet decided whether to issue those sanctions. In the spring, Tampa Bay Water needed to pump more groundwater because of the intense drought and lower than expected production from alternative sources. Tampa Bay Water asked Swift Mud for relief from their 90 million gallon per day limitation. Tampa Bay Water General Manager Gerald Sieber met with Swift Mud on July 29th.
The district didn't make any promises to us that day, but they did leave every indication that our work in responding to the drought will go a long way towards mitigating any penalty that they feel might be appropriate. But I must tell you that they are still focused on using their enforcement proceedings in this manner.
Sieber says he expects Tampa Bay Water should receive written notification from Swift Mud within the next month. He encouraged board members to lobby members of the Swift Mud governing board against a fine. St. Petersburg City Council member and mayoral candidate Jamie Bennett, a Tampa Bay Water board member, says he is distressed by what could be a counterproductive fine.
Member governments and citizens and ratepayers have paid millions of dollars through rates and taxes. Money provided by the district comes from taxpayers for the construction and operation of the desal plant and reservoir. Raw water costs to St. Petersburg alone have increased 594% since 1998. Member governments have continued to implement conservation programs and have some of the lowest per capita consumption in the state.
Tampa Bay Water Board Chair Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp acknowledges that Swift Mud has the responsibility to make sure everyone adheres to the permit, but he thinks that Tampa Bay Water has reacted well to difficult conditions.
Which is a reservoir that doesn't work, and a desalinization facility, which does work now, but which has had its problems, and then this three-year drought. And I think we've done a very good job of demand management. So we're talking with Swift Mud and making our strongest case that, look, we're doing everything we can as member governments and as an agency, Tampa Bay Water, to reduce the amount of water that we use, groundwater pumpage. And we would hope that Swift Mud would work with us, continue to work with us in a good spirit, which they have. They've been very, very positive and forthright with us, so that we could use all the resources we have available, not in paying fines, but in finding new alternatives so we don't have to rely on groundwater.
Allison Adams, Tampa Bay Water's source rotation and environmental protection manager, agrees that there has been a substantial reduction in water demand.
For the months of April and May, we've had a demand reduction of around 27%. In June, we dropped around 16%. And in July, we dropped nearly 12% as compared with the 2006 data. While conservation and summer rains are contributing to these lower demands, as indicated in the previous presentation, we're continuing to evaluate current economic conditions as a prime driver for some of the current low demands. The reduced demands, which started in April and continued through July, have had a direct impact on reducing groundwater production.
After pumping more than 140 million gallons of groundwater per day in June, Adams is confident that Tampa Bay Water can reduce the 12-month average to below 90 million gallons per day. Adams expects summer rainfall to stay near normal, for demand to remain quite low, and for autumn rains to possibly exceed what is typical.
As the climatic condition, the El Niño has set up well in the Pacific Ocean. For us, not only does that mean that we probably won't have much in the way of threats of hurricanes, hopefully we'll have some tropical rains but no winds, but what that really means for us is the potential for a much wetter November, December, and January. So two things that could do for us is keep the demands down and also keep surface water flowing in the rivers, allow us to continue using the surface water treatment plant, and allow us to continue putting any water in storage if we're not able to absolutely fill the reservoir up this summer. And so we'll continue to use surface water as much as we have permitted available to us to use.
On May 20th, Tampa Bay Water began filling the 15.5 billion gallon capacity reservoir. The C.W. Bill Young Reservoir now contains 7 billion gallons. Tampa Bay Water is involved in a lawsuit against the three companies they blame for cracks in the reservoir and is represented by Richard Harrison with the Tampa law firm of Allen Dell. Harrison updated the board about a legal conflict Tampa Bay Water is having with HDR Engineering, which designed the reservoir. It concerns a consultant, Ed Link, who helped investigate the cause of reservoir cracking.
And I think it is fair to say that everything HDR said and did was intended to and certainly gave us the impression that Dr. Link was a part of this team that was investigating on your behalf. In the litigation, we came across Dr. Link's name. we came across a draft document that he prepared, and we decided that we wanted to get Dr. Link's records, see what he had done on this investigation, and take his deposition and see what opinions, if any, he had about the reservoir and the cause of the cracking. So we subpoenaed Dr. Link, and in response, HDR took the position that we were not allowed to depose Dr. Link because, in fact, he had been hired as a litigation expert by HDR way back in January of 2008.
The motion is pending in court, and there is no timetable for a decision, Harrison says. Repairs will take 2 years, potentially leading to severe water shortages while the reservoir is closed. Repairs are expected to cost $125 million, and Tampa Bay Water hopes to recover those costs through the lawsuit. Board Chair Mark Sharp says he hopes to see the records from Link's investigation.
This is going to be a process which will require a lot of time, and I think that it's very important that we have all the information. And I would hope that any information that any of the experts might have would be made available. And so we're very hopeful and I guess, you know, eager to have all the information on record.
The next Tampa Bay Water Board meeting will be October 19th. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.